I just felt, you know, very deeply about this this person. So communicating that was tough. So we had some differences start to happen, and I always thought that it was going to be all right. I thought it was going to work out, right? And then, you know, we were talking one day, and we got into some arguments, and after that it was sort of, okay, well, you know, she kind of told me it was over.
Alex Williams here to welcome you back to Broken Bulbs, the show for entrepreneurs, creators, and builders who need to keep it real. Today, I'm joined by the realist, Kawan Karadagi. Kawan stumbled into fitness and journeyed his way into becoming a master trainer. Now he serves as a guide to help others find their strengths and develop some new ones. He also hosts a podcast where he talks about stories of mastery, growth, and success. He's fascinated by the intertwining in business, leadership, nature, and philosophy, and it shows in his podcast and the rest of his work. But he also found love at first sight, then wound up breaking up. That's coming up after the break. Real quick, before we get into today's show, I wanted to say thank you for all the ways you offer support, whether that's leaving a review, sharing the show with a friend or family member, or going and supporting me directly on Patreon. That's a huge help. It takes a lot of money, time, and energy to make this show happen. So you can go to patreon.com/AlexWilliams. Remember, Williams is WILLIAMNS. That's patreon.com/AlexWilliams. Or just click the first link in the show notes and it'll take you right there. Enjoy the show. Kawan Karadagi, ready to talk about one of your broken bulbs?
I'm ready to do it. Let's do it, Alex.
All right. So let's talk about you going through a tough breakup in your early 20s. Why don't you tell us about this experience of yours?
You know, Alex, it's great. Thank you for having me on. It started off, you know, it was honestly love at like first sight, if you want to call it that. Everything was going great. We were getting along and, you know, enjoyed our time together. Very much so. It was a little long distance, so there was that struggle there to kind of see each other, and that's when we had some complications here and there. But you know, everything was great. We enjoyed it. There was definitely like talks of the future there, and I just felt, you know, very deeply about this person. So we were talking and we were hanging out all the time. And, you know, I was in this rebellious phase in my early 20s, which still kind of comes back every once in a while. And I've learned to, you know, be more of an adult these days, but I was dealing with it. And I said, you know, I really wanted to settle down and do all these things, but at the same time, I had so many other things that I wanted to do, and communicating that was tough. So we had some differences start to happen. And I always thought that it was going to be all right. I thought it was going to work out, right? And then, you know, we were talking one day and we got into some arguments and, you know, things kind of spun out there. And after that, it was sort of, okay, well, you know, she kind of told me it was over. I didn't believe it at first because we'd gotten into that before. And I thought, you know, what's going on? Is this a real thing? And I lived in denial about it for, you know, a few days there. And then it kind of was a reality check, right? Because it happened and there was no go. I tried talking about it and it wasn't happening. So she had been, you know, she had mindset. And I said, I think this is it. And man, it just floored me. Right. My heart was broken. I didn't know what to do. I was just faced with this and I was just questioning all my decisions, everything that happened. And I thought, you know, what was your role in this, man? Like, what did you do to have this part here? And I didn't really face the music, right, as they say. So I was still kind of living in that rebellious phase there. So It made me just think of everything in my life, Alex. And that's kind of the year where I said, you know, I gotta change something up. I can't just be going out and partying, hanging out with people. And they're great. I have nothing against them, but it was just, that's what I was doing. I was becoming this party guy because I was always out being a rebel and hanging out with, you know, some of the, not the greatest crowd sometimes. So I said, you know, it was like a turning point. And as painful as it was a very painful time in my life. Just because you lose someone that's sort of close to you, right? And that's part, it becomes part of you. So it just made me introspect. And that's when I said, I have to do something with it. I said, okay, well, now I gotta move. I gotta geographic change my geographic location and start to, you know, go somewhere that I can make a change, a positive change in my life.
I think it's interesting how so often these big changes end up, pushing more big changes. You mentioned reality check. I kind of want to talk a bit more about what that reality check was. What other changes did you start to make, and how did that go for you?
Yeah, great question. It was finalized, I guess. It was real. So when that happened, there was no more, like, there wasn't any more games, there wasn't any more joking around. This was a serious matter, and I was forced to sort of reckon with it. And that was kind of what that check was for me. So that's kind of when I said, you know, I gotta get serious about my life. I have to do something significant for myself. Luckily for me, I've you know, I'm very blessed and thankful that whenever things like that happen, I reflect upon them deeply. So I use the pain to sort of fuel me and propel me into thinking inwardly about what it is that I want to do on this earth. You know, what is it that I'm here for? Am I gonna be this guy that doesn't really do much and just, you know, goes day to day without asking questions, keeps his head down? And so I definitely don't want that to be me. So it made me more just, you know, ambitious and want more for myself. That pain kind of fueled me to look within and just say, look, you know, you're messing around, you're playing games, and you're not taking things seriously. And, you know, life is fun, and it's a journey, and there's ups and downs, but, you know, it's also like you only get one, and you have to do something with it. And if you want to be serious about your goals, then you gotta act on them. You got to get to work on them. And that's what it caused me to do. So it was the worst thing that happened to me at the time, but then turned into one of the better things that happened to me because it made me change.
I like that. I like that. Now, looking for some particular advice for the audience, what kind of specific things do you think people can do to get more serious about their lives, to give themselves a bit of a reality check, and to make those decisions that maybe infuse their life with a little bit of meaning and purpose? What kind of simple daily things can we do?
You know, it's a great way to look at it. I look back and I say, look back on some of the things. I read this in a book. It was looking back on some of the things that fueled you before, and look at those negative experiences that you may have had, and you really use those to tell yourself, you know, why you're doing what you're doing and why you started in the first place, right? And whether it was, you know, somebody that said you couldn't do something, or it was somebody that said, hey, you're not going to amount to my, or a teacher that made, who knows, right? It could be everybody's got their own story, but use that to fuel you and propel you forward. For me, it was that kind of negative reinforcement that I ate it up because I was like, I'm going to prove you wrong. And I'm going to do this, and I'm going to make something of myself. And you know, nobody really wished anything upon me, but I used that sort of against myself because then I was able to overcome and outsmart you know, my self-doubt or whatever that would get in my way. So my message is pay attention to what causes you pain, and you know, whether it's psychological, and you know, hopefully not physical, but is it something that you can become better from, and go small in your incremental steps to daily do something about it? It can be the smallest thing. You know, if you don't like the way, you know, for example, you know, in fitness, because I'm so heavily involved, if you don't like the way you look, and you know, sit with that. Like, what does that make you feel, and what can we do about it? Very small to start encouraging a better habit for you. And when I say go small, I say go for the tiniest amount that you can just say, okay, I did something about it. And it adds up, believe it or not. Every day that goes by, you'll have, you know, just big changes coming.
Yeah. We had a guest who worked at the Stanford Behavior Lab, and he talks about exactly that. He said, if you want to change your habits, don't start with something big. Go small. Just get your shoes out. Just do one little thing that takes you closer to that. I
That's
really,
right. That's right.
yeah, I love that. Of course, at the end of every episode, I like to hear what's working for you now. You are providing value all over the internet. So why don't you tell us where we can find you and how we can get involved with the work you're doing now?
Absolutely. Thank you. So I do have a podcast called Valueverse as well, where, you know, we talk about sort of the trials and triumphs, and, you know, come check me out there on the podcast on all platforms. And I'm on Instagram at Valueverse as well, where I post daily content just to, you know, strategy and different things to add value to everybody's lives on a daily basis there.
Awesome. I'm going to have links for all of that down in the show notes. I think the listeners of Broken Bulbs will really, really enjoy it because, like I mentioned off mic, we're kind of on the same wavelength of providing value in simple, quick ways that everybody can appreciate. So with that, I just want to say thank you very much for joining me.
Man, thank you, Alex, for having me on. I really love the work you're putting on and love the format of the podcast. Great show.
Thank you. And thank you for listening. There's a time to get serious about your life. Not that you don't have fun anymore, but you really need to consider what you're here for and what purpose you're going to give your life. Make little changes to add up to those big differences. Special thank you to Kawan for joining me and being willing to talk about his broken bulbs. Be sure to check out his work, including his podcast, which I've linked down in the show notes. And if you want to offer your support beyond leaving a review and sharing the show, please visit patreon.com/AlexWilliams, or just use the first link in the show notes. As a thank you for your support, you'll get a postcard from me from wherever I happen to be to wherever you are. Broken Bulbs is produced by Mecco Radio. We are, of course, a proud member of the CreateFine. I, Alex Williams, was your host. The podcast artwork is by Bethany Gustafson, and the music we use is by Brian Claxton and Wesley Thomas. Oh, and thanks again for listening. Mecco.